This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back for another hour, What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. No need to fear. We've got the Boy Scouts in charge of the Marine Corps here, including this fellow from the Pentagon, Kirby, and the team. They're briefing at the... I can surmise everything I've heard from the Pentagon over the break. Blah, 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 blah. And listen to this, folks. I've been channeling my frustration into screenshots of what they're saying. Here's one. They said from the Pentagon today, still communicating with the Taliban to avoid misunderstandings. You can't make that up.
That is just ridiculous.
Yeah. And rocket attack didn't disrupt the evacuation. What's the big deal? Rocket attack, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Never mind.
We were over there.
Everything's fine. Yeah, there's some dandies. That's to me, the whole story of this thing has been that level of happy talk. It's unbelievable. We're going to go to the White House in just a moment and chat with Newsmax White House correspondent Emerald Robinson. A lot of target-rich environments for context content there for our discussion. Andy Armacost at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the new school year at UND. By the way, they're up. They're up. Your questions, your comments, welcome, and what's on your mind today? We call it what's on your mind for a reason, so questions for Emerald, what it's like to cover the White House, questions for UND President Andy Armacost, or anything else, welcome here. Dial us up, 2580550, 2580550. Text us, all new number for all of us now, 237-1590, 237-1590. Zero. Here's a text from a listener before I go to Emerald. You Republicans, whenever it starts with that, you know it's going to be a little nasty. You Republicans killed 247 Marines in Beirut. How do you like that twisted logic? And you air that garbage. The garbage, by the way, was a Marine mom. I don't generally refer to Marine moms as garbage. But when you're a hard lefty... They don't care whether you're a Marine mom or not. You dare speak out against their dear leader, and they're gonna think you're garbage and put you in that category. That's a disgusting text. Disgusting. And you know what? It's true. 247 Marines were killed in Beirut. I would also believe it's an accurate statement to say our reaction was not forceful enough. And then Bill Clinton doubled down on that. Remember what old Bill Clinton did? Embassy bombings?
Yep.
Nothing.
Nope.
Had a chance to get bin Laden. Might hurt my poll numbers. Not going to do it.
That was really when the world met the suicide bomber
right.
For the first time with Beirut.
It was.
Way back.
Now.
82 was
here's
that?
The difference. Here's the difference between then and now. Ronald Reagan didn't put these Marines in Beirut as sitting duck targets. Right? They were obviously doing a lot of good work, and we had a surprise attack. It happens. These people put themselves in harm's way. But Joe Biden did this. This chaos at the airport by shutting down Bagram, by setting a deadline, by saying, no, we're going to leave. People, you're going to leave me? No. They run to the airport.
Yep.
So the Marines died on him. Very different situation. Very different. Because, again, I only need to give you the contrast with Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, who had 2,500 troops. We're down to a low of 2,500 troops with no casualties a year. You know why? They feared him. They don't fear Joe Biden.
Oh, and he had a plan.
And somebody that knows that firsthand is Emerald Robinson, Newsmax White House correspondent. Emerald, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So what's the buzz there at the White House among your colleagues? I know you ask questions that should be asked. Same with our friend Mr. Ducey, about the only reporter left at Fox that isn't afraid to ask a tough question. But not many others are. But okay. it seems to me that a switch has flipped here, and that it's impossible to ignore this incompetence, and everybody's asking tough questions right now. Is that a fair read?
Yeah, I don't think the White House thought they would ever see a day like this. The Biden White House, they've been quite taken aback. And what has actually surprised me is how terrible they are with messaging when they face any kind of pressure. They have essentially fallen apart at the seams. Everyone is contradicting one another. The Pentagon, the State Department, the White House can't get on the same page with any kind of facts. They consistently contradict each other. They're cleaning up what the president says and saying that that's not necessarily the case, that what he said does not represent the position of the White House or the Pentagon or whatever, whoever it is talking at the time. And it's really kind of surreal to watch. I'll tell you, the first weekend that everything went down, when the Taliban was moving so quickly and moving towards Kabul, you know, everybody went on vacation. Joe Biden went on vacation. Jim Psaki went on vacation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in the Hamptons. And there was literally no one around to talk to. We can't get any answers on anything, which even when they're talking, I noticed. I really loved your impression of the Pentagon briefing right now, because I was sitting here watching the same thing, the blah, 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 blah. You're still not even getting answers. They can't tell you how many Americans are left there. They can't tell you the names of the two ISIS-K targets they say they successfully hit. They can't tell you whether they, you know, how they know there were casualties. They can tell you they're relying on the Taliban. It's kind of surreal, honestly.
You and I have talked before about the obvious cognitive decline of the 46th president. Has that worsened with this crisis?
Definitely. You can watch him and you can see how much he is struggling during these remarks, or even when he's doing a one-on-one with the Prime Minister of Israel on Friday. That was a little bit difficult for him, and he didn't take questions there. He didn't take questions at FEMA. And what is, when you know that it's getting bad, and you know it's bad, is that the knives are out for him in the corporate media. And you and I both know this, that they don't report on anything that they're not sanctioned to report on, essentially from the Democrat Party. So that means that Joe Biden is in a very precarious position with his own party. In fact, the weekend shows, the Sunday shows, had Senators Ben Sasse and Lindsey Graham. They allowed them to come on and say that Joe Biden needs to be impeached. If the corporate media wasn't behind that, they wouldn't allow that to happen. So you're definitely seeing a shift. This town is seriously considering the expiration of the Biden presidency. I think they're just very hesitant, Scott, because they don't know, because Kamala Harris polls so badly. And she equally, though it's not due to cognitive decline, goes out there and gaffes quite often. So they don't feel super confident in her yet. And they're sort of in this precarious position besides that. So you see all these different dynamics at play here in D.C. and even in the White House. There are some people who are on the verge, I think, of jumping ship.
I heard some of your colleagues talk about that press conference the other day when he was sort of like slumped over the podium and was leaning on his like briefing book. Was that sort of a gasp moment for the media?
It was. I wasn't in the room because, you know, of course they won't let me in the room with him. And we, the press pool who weren't in the room, were sitting and watching it. We're watching it, you know, on monitors in our workspace in the briefing area and outside on the North Lawn. And it was really shocking for a lot of them who really pushed his candidacy and pushed his campaign. They could not believe that a president would do that when being asked questions. So they're going through their own internal struggles about covering Biden.
James and Cavalier, a question for Newsmax correspondent at the White House, Emerald Robinson. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, you know how Biden ran on Build Back Better?
Yeah.
Do you think his voters knew that during the campaign that he was eventually going to help the Taliban build back better with all of our military equipment?
You know what? No, I don't think so. And I don't think that even the conservatives probably saw that one coming. The ones who did vote for him, and you question if they're really conservatives. And then the ones who didn't vote for him, even though they were very concerned about the power grab of what the power grab that a Biden presidency meant, I don't think that anyone thought that this is a scenario that we would encounter. But also keep in mind, it's not just Biden. Even if you extract him from this situation, mm-hmm. there are military leaders who are culpable for this. There is a whole military-industrial complex who has pushed staying in Afghanistan, and they had a lot of say in how this would go down.
I played.
They didn't want to leave altogether.
Yeah, James, I played a while ago here the clip of John McCain eviscerating Anthony Blinken when he was nominated for Deputy Secretary of State in the Obama administration. Something, by the way, McCain never did. He never would go down because he'd say, hey, you know what? That's their presidency. Elections have consequences. It's their pick. He'd vote for him. He absolutely blistered Blinken. And you know what? Joe Biden picked him as Secretary of State. The darling of the left, John McCain. More of them will come up.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on your mind brought to you today by Kinder Care? Are you looking for the perfect place to care for a loved one? Kinder Care, West Fargo, beautiful location. Feels like home. Home cooking. I mean, a wonderful family environment. Real home environment. Safe, innovative, meaningful ways that they deliver care, person-centric care. They're more than a building, they're family. Assisted living, companion care, adult day services, even do in-home care. Call or text Melanie for a tour today. Every once in a while, they'll have a spot open up. And when they do, it doesn't last long. So 22 beds. It's a beautiful setting in West Fargo. Quiet country setting. I mean, they got a dog. The meals are fantastic. 261-3246 is the number for a tour to call or text Melanie. 261-3246, kindercarefargo.com. Back with more with our guest, White House correspondent for Newsmax, Emerald Robinson here. So the whispers have begun, even among the corporate media, it sounds like, huh?
Because it just, it, especially when it takes them so long to come out, we're waiting for hours sometimes, and they have to keep pushing back the schedule for his remarks. And we know what, essentially, you know, we kind of have an idea what's going on behind the scenes, even if we don't know exactly, like, meetings or why this it might be pushed back. And there's not really excuses with Biden. We are aware that there's shouldn't be anything really keeping him, and you know, except for maybe coming up with talking points to respond to breaking news, but they've had time for that at this point. And so it's getting very difficult for them to say everything's okay. And also, you're hearing more of them ask the White House for his medical records, even cognitive tests. And I do think that if, again, Kamala Harris was seen as more popular or more competent, because even her competency polled extremely low. And also, she has been so hard to work with that her staff doesn't back her. So what would normally be happening probably right now, and if this was a little bit earlier in the administration, is that you would have the vice president's office leaking to the press about the president, about the West Wing, because there's definitely a power struggle there. But she's alienated her own staff, so they're not trying to protect her or push her. So we're not seeing that. There are some who are trying to protect her a little bit. You know, she went to Asia and trying to keep her away from the Afghanistan crisis.
What the heck was that? She goes to Singapore in the middle of this mess.
Yeah, that was purposely try to extract her from the situation and keep her protected from being associated with the crisis, trying to keep her from being assigned any blame. But they're still not sure on her, or they would be pressing even harder on Biden.
By the way, who is instructing Joe Biden who to take questions from? He said that last week in the press conference. I've been instructed, and he pulls out the list and fumbles through it. And then yesterday at FEMA, we played the clip earlier. I'm not supposed to take any questions, but I will. Somebody shouted out an Afghanistan question. He said, literally in the middle of this international situation, I'm not talking about Afghanistan, and turned and walked away. What is going on there?
It's Ron Klain. Ron Klain runs everything for Biden. And he probably worked with Jen Psaki to kind of come up with who. One thing we did learn from the remarks as well, recent remarks in the East Room, is he said he had a priest. He said they've instructed me who to call on, correct? He said that at the top. He starts calling on the usual ones at the top, like the Associated Press, Zeke Miller, who is basically, you know, part of the communications team at the White House. They can always count on him. And you can, when you know, when Biden looks down and reads the answers, that this has been scripted, right? But then somewhere along the way, an NPR reporter went off script and asked a question he wasn't prepared for. And Biden actually lets the cat out of the bag and says, oh, that's not the, you know, he starts to say, that's not the question. That's not what the question's supposed to be. And it was very clear what's going on here. Now, kudos to that NPR reporter who I'm not real familiar with. It wasn't one of the usual ones who, you know, pressed him on the handling of the withdrawal in Afghanistan. And Biden just was not prepared, and he went off the rails. And then Peter Ducey got attacked. And then he let Peter Ducey ask the question, and then it went even further off the rails for him. And that's what they're trying to protect him from. That's why he has that pre-scripted, the pre-planned list with pre-scripted questions, because he really is not capable of answering questions off the cuff.
This is just so sad. It's unbelievable. And by the way, folks should know about Ron Klain. Ron Klain is a, well, first of all, he was the chief of staff to Biden while he was VP, but he's a John Kerry, Big Tech. He's got history with Steve Case at AOL. You know,
Gore,
Al Gore. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, team son, Tom Daschle team. You can find him with his fingers in all kinds of things. You know, Harvard Law, just the typical sort of very, very liberal type. So, you know, he's been the cocoon through the whole Biden presidential campaign, senior advisor, and now remains in that. So I agree with you. Do you think the Obama upper echelon, you know, Joe Biden famously said, I'm sorry, Barack Obama famously said about Joe Biden, never underestimate the ability for Biden to screw it up. That's what he said.
And, yeah,
you know, yeah, so we know all this stuff, right, about his history here. How much of the Obamas either waiting for the fall or knew this was going to happen or pulling the strings? What's the buzz in the White House about that?
That's a very good question, and I think there's a lot of people trying to assess how influential is Obama. Clearly, Susan Rice is over the Domestic Policy Council. She's the director over there. That's not what her background would position her for, but it allows her access to the White House and to be very influential in that she covers the whole domestic agenda. So that's very important. But then she has all these contacts in her background on national security and foreign policy, so she can still be very influential there. So she's sort of the Obama surrogate sitting in the Biden White House. Now, here's what is also very interesting is that Ron Klain and Obama did not get along very well. So that's where you're seeing a lot of that power struggle and some of the inconsistent messaging is because there are these two conflicting agendas in some way. Now, clearly, the Biden loyalists are actually a pretty small faction of this White House or this administration altogether. They're largely came from the Obama administration, and even Obama says this is his third presidency, though the Biden loyalists try to fight that tooth and nail. So there is a bit of a power struggle there. Now, with Biden, with this Afghanistan debacle, it really gives the Obama faction a little more power. There's a lot of people asking who really made these decisions. Why would you do a withdrawal in this way? Why would you ever advise the president to do this? The intel community is saying they didn't. The military leadership is saying they didn't. But if you look back at what Donald Trump has said about what he was advised, General Mark Milley did tell him to leave all the equipment behind, saying it'd be cheaper. So there's
the finger pointing there tells me, the finger pointing there too is unbelievable. Well, the generals told me this to do it. You know, I mean, it's just things you don't do in the middle of a mess. So,
right.
The only saving grace in here is their domestic agenda is dead in my view. Absolutely DOA. And they're going to have to fight for their life to stay in power. Again, let's just get everybody out of harm's way, get through this. Keep doing what you're doing, Emerald. We love Newsmax. We love what you do at the White House covering it. Emerald Robinson, Newsmax, on What's on Your Mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from G7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida, now a strong tropical storm as of Monday morning, was bringing heavy rains, dangerous flash flooding, storm surge, and extreme winds as it moved northward across southeastern Louisiana and across Mississippi Monday morning. The storm left New Orleans completely without power on Sunday night going into Monday morning. Good news, the levee system in New Orleans did hold up to all the excessive water.
Fire officials ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin in Northern California. The two-week-old Caldor Fire is now threatening the mountain towns surrounding Lake Tahoe. Sunday night, all residents on the California side of Lake Tahoe Basin were warned to evacuate the area. U.S. officials say the Kabul airport was targeted in a rocket attack on Monday that was intercepted by our CRAM missile defense system. The U.S. is set to conclude the airlift of more than 114,000 Afghans and foreigners, ending America's longest war with the Taliban, back in power. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tractors, pickups, semi-trucks, runs on diesel. CJ and his team are going to keep it running and fix it because downtime is, ouch, bad news. Especially at a crucial time right now. Anti-gel, super clean, 4-plus additive, turbo cleaner. They have a number of different additives that really are working great for a lot of folks. And they have a growing amount of dealers as well. So wherever you buy your auto products, just say, hey, you heard of the DAC diesel additives? I want them here. Come on, bring them in. Tell them to call CJ, 701-258-5011. DAC Diesel's the place. Repair, maintenance, all things diesel. They live, breathe, sleep, and eat diesel. That's the kind of diesel mechanics you want. DACDiesel.com or call 258-5011, 258-5011. Quick call from Clinton Bismarck, and then we're going to get Andy Armacost in here, president of UND, talk about the new school year. Clinton, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. We always talk in this country about gun control. The Democrats always think that's so important. And I'm going to tell you, the two Americans that most need gun control imposed on them is our commander-in-chief, Joseph R. Biden, and his boy Hunter, because they've both proven to us that they cannot handle firearms. Joe Biden left, I understand, 95 helicopters, 45 which were Blackhawks, and thousands of guns and ammunition in Afghanistan. I mean, it's as bad. It's much worse than Hunter throwing his drug pistol in the garbage.
Dumpster. Put it in the dumpster. Put it in the dumpster. Yeah. Yeah. And the investigation nothing to see here, according to the ATF. Yeah.
They want to take away a farmer's rifle or shotgun in the great state of North Dakota, but. The Bidens are okay.
Clint, I have a hard time arguing with your points there. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Our next guest is the president of UND and entering his second school year. The fall semester is underway. The campus is alive with students in activity. Brand new Memorial Union. You're going to have us up there, Andy, to do what's on your mind, talk to students there in that new Memorial Union? Gosh, I saw it. I saw the photos, and I want to be there.
Scott, it is amazing. Thanks for having me this morning. And what a great way to start the segment with a little rush. So appreciate the warm intro. And you're right about the Memorial Union. It's an amazing place and really just a tremendous gathering place for our students and our faculty and staff members as well. So, yep, we'd love to see you up here.
Love to do that. Love to do it. It'll be a lot of fun. And, I have a special place in my heart for the old Memorial Union because it is so much a part of history. But, You know, today students, they want a little bling. They want an old wow factor, don't they? I mean, this is important to recruiting students, isn't it?
It is. And the old union was, it just had seen its day. It was in desperate need of major, major repairs. And this was a cost-effective way of giving them that space. But it also modernizes it and gives spaces that are good for the students. And as you point out, when students, high school students and others come to our campus to take a look around, the presentation of the Memorial Union is just, it's really incredible. And I encourage people to swing by and see it. It's really well done. It's just a great space.
It's sort of, there's an analogy there of recruitment. I mean, there's a lot of competition these days, challenging times in higher ed, so these things make a difference. The analogy I draw is not too far away from the Memorial Union, the Engelstad Arena, which, you know, opened up, coming up on its 20-year anniversary in October, to great fanfare, and nobody's seen anything like it, but it continues to evolve to this day to meet the needs of, athletes who have choices. And the things they've done in the player area is phenomenal. I was up there the other day with Coach Barry showing me, you know, things they're doing in the weight room to improve that. That weight room open is unbelievable. But again, health, nutrition, the needs of the student athlete, very different. You got to meet that right where they are. And it's just a part of higher education right now to continue to have those things that are going to have students say, why would I go anywhere else? So pretty amazing.
Yep.
And
you talk about Coach Barry. What a class act. He's a great coach and an even better human being. And so in addition to the great facilities, I think the human touch that he and his coaching staff bring to the players and the development and the growth that he gives them is just extraordinary. So he's just an A1 person.
He is, yeah. And any parents blessed to have them have that coaching staff take them, as with all your coaches, a great athletic programs at UND. And the council, in fact, last time I was up there, Brad had a thing on the board. They talked to every incoming freshman about controlling their decisions and the things you can control. And that's a good lesson for all of us parents to really counsel. Let's talk about enrollment a little bit, Andy. It's up, as I understand it. What did I see? 8.7% with freshmen and up overall. I know not everything's shaken out yet from the new season, but it looks pretty good for the school year, right?
It does. Coming out of last year with COVID and the pandemic, you never know what enrollments are going to look like. But our team did a great job really selling the benefits and the virtue of a UND education, and they've done great. So up overall between undergraduates and graduates, online and on campus, we're up 1% overall. And as you point out, overall new freshmen, an increase of 8.7%. So we're hosting a lot more people on campus, and it's really it's good to see the vibrancy. If we look out the windows and we see people rushing off to class and heading to and from the dining facility, it's the campus is alive. It's great to see. And we're eager. We changed the way that we do the enrollment transfers to our aviation program. So instead of all of the transfers happening in a block, they're going to be spread out. And as you know, the commercial aviation program is our largest on campus. And so as we continue to count people coming through the transfer process, those numbers, that 1% that we talked about, is certainly going to continue to increase. But we won't know for sure until what we call Census Day. So in kind of the second or third week in September, that's when we do the official head count for reporting, and we'll have a really good sense at that point. We're happy to talk to you then, too.
By the way, you mentioned commercial aviation and the vision of President Tom Clifford and his dean, John Odegaard. Names that live in infamy at the campus of UND, for sure. What a vision playing out now in an amazing way. The pilot shortage that's happening, the career track you can be on with a pilot, wow. So it's the reason it's bursting at the seams at UND, because this is a great career track, isn't it, Andy?
It is. And, we offer the top program in the country for collegiate aviation. Our flying teams win national championships year after year. It's just an incredible program. But within the Odegaard School, when we talk about the vision, we're seeing incredible growth in other areas, too, beyond aviation. So our unmanned systems and our space studies program, our meteorology program, all within the Odegaard School are absolutely incredible. And we talk about space and the recent agreement that we signed with the U.S. Space Force, the first of its kind in the nation, is just an incredible opportunity. But that opportunity actually extends across the entire campuses, to the College of Engineering and Mines, to our College of Arts and Sciences as well as other programs too. And so so there's just a real opportunity for us here at UND, but also with our partners across the state down at NDSU and some of our other schools across the state to do some amazing things for this U.S. Space Force. Just an incredible opportunity.
Can you give us a fifth grade explanation of what that academic partnership with the newest branch of the United States military since the Air Force? It's pretty extraordinary that there isn't even that there is even a Space Force, and our own Senator Kramer very instrumental in getting that branch to be an independent branch, a new branch of the armed forces. But what is the academic partnership with a branch of the military? What will come of that?
So three elements. The first are the ROTC scholarships for new members of the Space Force. Just like we have Air Force and Army on campus. The second are graduate scholarships. So existing members of the Space Force, both military and civilian members of the Space Force, to have opportunities to take programs at UND. And the third element is scholarly research that will help develop new technologies and new capabilities for the Space Force. So as you know, we're great at unmanned systems. If you look at space systems, those are largely unmanned systems, at least the military satellites and military systems that are up in space. And so they operate autonomously. And so UND is particularly well positioned to take a lot of what we know both in the space and unmanned systems realm and apply that to the growing needs of the Space Force. So just really, really cool opportunities.
Tell me a little bit about the sea changes happening in higher education with more and more online learning programs offered. I know UND's been bold in that space for a long time. Is the growth there upticking considerably? Does it help you, have the enrollment growth you've had so far? Are we seeing a shift given all the COVID stuff of learning from home anyway? Are more people going that direction? What's the latest on that front?
Yeah, so it's a real balance. Over the last decade or so, we've seen an increase in online and a decrease in on campus. But this year, I think we're seeing a turning point I think we had, as I mentioned before, an increase of 8.7% undergraduates, and on campus that growth is palpable. So my goal is to make sure that we're attracting students to the campus, those who can make it here, continuing to make sure that the in-person education is national caliber, that we're offering the programs that people need. But also recognizing that the online piece is a great way for people who are either returning to school or can't come to Grand Forks or might live in an entirely different part of the country to really get that great UND education. So there's really, it's not an either or at this point. One of the most important things to remember, it's really the kind of the connection and the synergy between the two, the on-campus and the online programs. And how can a university like UND, which has been committed heavily to both, how can we pull it off for the future?
About a minute left, but I do want to know about your COVID protocols and the rationale for having them in place and how you're respecting health freedom. We've heard some horrific stories about, K through 12 and some stories where parents were having quite a struggle. How do you balance health freedom? How do you do it, healthcare is doing right now where, hey, we're requiring it because we want you there, but we also respect religious or medical reasons for not complying with the mandates. How are you doing it at UND, Andy?
Yeah, there's a crazy balance that you have to strike in a case like this, I believe. Jacobson versus Massachusetts back in, I think it was 1907, said public health measures can be implemented by states should they so choose. And so given that opportunity, I think I've tried to strike a balance on campus about how do you respect the individual responsibility of our members with the public health needs. And so, as you know, we recently put a mask requirement in place for indoor public spaces. So this is like when a student's going to class, just as an added layer of protection. But there's also a practical reason as well, and that is the State Department of Health recognizes the importance of masks as well. They have a policy that says if you're a close contact to a person who's infected and you're both wearing masks, that first person doesn't have to quarantine. So by implementing a mask mandate for those indoor public spaces, what we're going to do is actually keep people in class. And my goal is to keep the campus open, to keep people going to class face-to-face. And the
hang on one second, you would, Andy. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Question for you from a listener, too, when we continue. Don't go away.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at northstarag.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. They go the extra mile to keep you satisfied. For example, they're free lifetime powertrain warranty. Most vehicles, no additional cost. New Buicks and GMCs, and most of those late model used vehicles. If you're an F-150 fan or a Ram fan, you know what? They can hook you up to buy with confidence. Shop, click, and drive now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Before the top of the hour, a few more minutes with Andy Armacost, president of UND, on What's on Your Mind. And last chance right now on our all-new text line, 701-237-1590. If you want to throw an invite to us to come to your farm or ranch, I'm bringing the Chevy Silverado Trail Boss, throw you the keys for a little test drive, and we'll bring, how about some PetroServe USA home cooking? Should we do that? We'll cater in some Valley Meats burgers or your choice of lunch specials from our friends at PetroServe USA today. The special sausage, potato, and hardwood, or 12th Avenue and I-29 pulled pork. Valley City today is beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. Sausage, potato, and hardwood. So you can see we've thought the menu out here, folks. Swedish meatballs, that's your choice. We'll do it. MP Avenue. We'll throw you the menu you can pick, and we'll bring lunch at harvest time here, okay? So I've got a bunch of invites from farmers and ranchers. We put them all in a little bucket here, and I'll give you the last chance in the next couple of minutes to text us, 701-237-1590. A few more minutes with Andy Armacost. He is the president of UND, a general in the Air Force, and well-suited for this role, and we're lucky to have him as president of UND. Enrollment up there right now, but talking about lots of things, including the new fall semester underway, and enrollment up, campus is alive, new Memorial Union, a lot going on. Asked about COVID protocols before the break, and you were starting to touch on what your goal is in all of this, so go ahead and pick up there, Andy.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Our goal is to stay open. Our goal is to make sure we can have this awesome face-to-face experience for each of our students. And to do that, we'll have to make some choices at different points throughout the fall semester. The Delta variant is starting to impact campus. Cases are starting to rise. So we put in place that indoor public space mask requirement. And again, given the rules that are in place in the state, it really helps to keep our students from having to quarantine if they're close contacts with people who are infected. So it's just another layer of protection that really allows us to keep going and keep the engines running on campus.
Another question for you relates to parking on campus. This is not new, always a challenge, but a parent asked us to ask you about parking. Says a daughter, his daughter goes there, paid for parking pass, but there's not parking available, so she has to park in the streets to get to class and then gets a ticket. Still parking shortages? Are you adding more? I know you've added a lot. There's a lot of ramps and space, but is this a problem you're hearing from others?
Yeah, so parking is one of those, I think it's probably one of the most common questions we get as university presidents. I think this is universal across the nation, in fact, when I talk to my friends. We have added parking spots, a significant number of them, including the old steam plant, which we just took down. That whole area is now a new parking lot. And our goal is to make parking convenient for everyone, for students, faculty, and staff members. And I don't have the details of the case other than it sounds like it's been inconvenient for this student. The student can actually reach out to our parking office. They can reach me as the result of this phone call. They just need to call the front office and let my staff know that they'd like to chat. I'd love to get the details and see what we can work out to fix the problem.
Sounds like paid for parking pass, not enough spots, so we're now getting tickets from the police parking in the streets. So what we'll do is Todd took that text. We'll connect them with the office and get them to train there.
The parking lot outside of my house on campus is not full, so usually there's plenty of spots over there. But I'd like to get more details and figure out how we can make it convenient for the student.
Chester Fritz Auditorium, good parking right there. Good to know. All right, I love it. Andy, anything else you want to tell our listeners about another year at the University of North Dakota? Since 1883, man oh man, been doing it a long time. Anything else you want us to know?
Yeah, no, just we welcome all of the members of our state of North Dakota to come visit the campus. It's a wonderful place, great learning, great events, great sports, and we look forward to seeing people on campus. And earlier you talked about the Ralph Engelstad Arena. Just know that I've been chatting frequently with Chris Engelstad McGarry, daughter of Ralph, and that relationship's going strong, and we're really charting a course ahead for how that facility remains a mainstay facility here on campus.
Fantastic. Great chatting with you. Good luck, and look forward to many more conversations throughout the school year.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Andy Armacost, president of UND. Only a minute left here on the show. Let's see here. Texture says, sure, Biden's incompetent, but Trump was also an egotistical moron. But worse, it proves that 51% of the American voters are not fit to vote for a responsible leader. We need to make it tougher and not easier for people to vote. You can think what you want about Donald Trump. Let's just take Afghanistan as we see that play out on our television screens right now. Watch flag-draped containers coming back with our heroes because of a quest for a date to be circled and a political opportunity to say, see, we're out of Afghanistan on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I'll take an egotistical moron with some mean tweets all day long.
Amen.
Rather than that. But I do think, the media being compliant puts us in a tough spot of people not paying enough attention to these and making solid decisions, no different than health freedom. You just got to take these things in your own hand, including who I vote for.
Well, I tell you, after listening to Emerald, I'd be surprised if Biden makes it to Thanksgiving. I'll tell you right now. He's either going to resign or health or something.
All right, here we go. I got to make a drawing.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep. Put me down.
Where are we going? Where are we going with the Trail Boss? Oh. Stroman Cattle Company, or Stroman, I guess. Fast Angus Ranch, New Salem, North Dakota. We're on our way. We'll call and arrange a date. Bring in the Trail Boss from Pucklich. Bring in some food from PetroServe USA.
Beautiful.
Bring the neighbors. We'll have some fun. We'll bring our friends. You bring yours. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, except for Midco. It's one of the few systems of the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.